New Sports Talk, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome in, special edition of NoCo Now. I am Tanner Schwint. Thanks for joining us. We are interrupting our regular programming as there are some big news coming out. I'm also joined by Gail Fallon of Mornings with Gail. Gail, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Tanner. So good to be with you.
And also joining us, let's jump straight into it. We've got big news coming. Commissioner Chairman Mike Freeman joining me as well. Mike, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Absolutely, Tanner. Glad to do it.
Well, and Mike, let's just jump straight into it. Some big changes coming and a big announcement from the Weld County Commissioners.
Absolutely. We're at the spot where we are. We're in preparation for the gradual reopening of businesses across Weld County. Weld County Commissioners and the public Department of Public Health and Environment have published a set of safer at worst best practices for employees and businesses. We understand the need to start to reopen our businesses and get our economy healthy again. We wanted to provide some guidance and best practices that will help employers and business owners do that in a gradual and responsible way. So that's really what this is about. It's guidelines to be able to slowly start to open businesses, to get businesses back operating, to get employees back to work, but do it in a safe and responsible manner. So this is nothing considered even close to saying we're going to be business as usual like it was on February 1st. This is a gradual reopening of businesses. It's crucial that businesses reopen gradually and responsibly for the safety of their employees and their customers. No one should expect business to be operating at full capacity for a while, but it's important to let business at least start the reopening process so we can get back to work in Weld County.
Well, yeah, with all that said, sorry there, Gail. With all that said, the big takeaway, right, is that this is not limited to specific businesses.
It is not. This will be for businesses in general to open across the board. We will be putting out, and we're working with the health department on specific guidelines for, for different sectors. Specific guidelines looking at, as every business is a little bit different, specific business sectors, for example, restaurants, nail salons, whatever, just different ones. I think the health department is looking at 7 or 8 of these, or I don't know how many we'll actually get to or when they'll be out, but we're working with the health department to get specific guidelines that are more generalized to an individual type industry.
Commissioner Freeman, would this go into effect the same day as Governor Polis's Safer at Home initiative?
It will be going into effect on April 27th. The stay-at-home order expires on April 26th, and this will all begin on April 27th.
Quick follow-up here. Do you expect any pushback from the government on this decision? And if so, in what form do you expect that to come?
Well, I mean, I think the governor's been pretty clear all along that his orders are unenforceable. And so he said that with his stay-at-home order. That was pretty interesting. When he gets to the end of that, he says, oh, by the way, none of this was enforceable anyway. I think he made it very clear that he expected local health departments and local counties to figure this out, and they would be the ones enforcing it. So, at the end of the day, all we're doing is putting guidelines out. We're not telling businesses they have to open or anything like that. It's going to be up to businesses, and it's going to be up to, 95% of the businesses are in Weld County are in municipalities. So those municipalities are going to have to make the determination whether they're okay with that or not, or their law enforcement is okay with that or not. What we're simply saying is here are the guidelines to allow businesses to reopen if they choose to do so in whatever jurisdiction that is. I think part of the reason we're doing this, actually the main reason we're doing this, is I think we just believe it's completely unfair to pick winners and losers. We've been picking winners and losers in this state for the last 6 weeks or however long it's been. We made a decision, not us, the governor made a decision of what was essential business. I have no idea how you determine that pot shops are essential business, but those were included in that. What we're saying is, and then when he comes out with his new things, he's still picking winners and losers of who can open and who can't. And what we're saying is, we're going to treat everybody equally and fairly across Weld County, businesses equally.
Talking with Weld County Commissioner Chairman Mike Freeman about the Safer at Work program that they're putting into place. Mike, I know that there was also conversation with all of the mayors in Weld County, and their feedback was taken into account as well. What was that conversation like with the mayors, and was there any pushback from mayors, not specifically necessarily, but to not release this, keep the Safer at Home Act from the state level in place?
There was not. You know, I think individual mayors are looking at what they're going to do. I think one of the main questions that we got from mayors this morning was, you know, what about our senior centers and those kind of things? And our answer to that was, you know, we're not going to specifically tell you how you need to do that. You need to understand, though, that the most vulnerable people are the elderly. So you're going to have to figure out a way, if you do those kind of things, we're not putting out any kind of direction on that. That's not a business anyway. But that was some of the questions that we got from that. And it was kind of like, you know, that it's a personal responsibility. If you can have, I know that seniors are getting really frustrated. And if you have a way in your senior center that you can have small groups come out and actually have a chance to socialize and still maintain social distance, it's probably really good for the health of those senior citizens. But please remember that you're looking at the most vulnerable population when you do this, and do it in a careful and responsible way.
How refreshing to hear that you're actually trusting the people of Weld County to be responsible in an era of COVID-19, to keep doing the things that we know we need to do so that we don't see a spike in cases in Weld County. But I can't help but think, Commissioner Freeman, this had to be kind of a tough decision for the board as you're walking a tightrope, as so many elected officials are across the country, between public health and safety and preventing further compromise to the Weld County economy. So what was the tipping point for you? What made you to decide to enact Safer at Work?
I think the main thing that made us decide is we are all hearing from so many businesses across this county that they are not going to survive if they are not able to start to go back to work. We're looking at unemployment numbers. We're already hearing that 30% of these businesses are not going to be able to reopen. The longer we continue to do this, the more businesses we're going to put out of business. And we just think that the other thing that I think was the other tipping point in that is, if we figured out how to responsibly be able to go to grocery stores, go to Walmart, go to liquor stores, go to pot shops, go to convenience stores, do all of those kind of things, then I think we can also responsibly figure out how to open other businesses, whether that's nail salons or whether that's barber shops or whatever that business is. We can responsibly figure out a way, just as we've done with these other businesses, to continue to do that, keep people safe, keep the employees safe, and keep the customers safe. And in the meantime, let's get business started back up in Weld County.
Commissioner Mike Freeman joining us here on NoCo Now, announcing that Weld County businesses will be able to open up back for business with measures being taken starting on Monday. Commissioner, one of the things that was in Governor Polis's press conference from just yesterday was he did say that local governments will have a say in this. He did, however, put the stipulation that if governments were to loosen the regulations, they had to go through the Colorado Health Department. Has there been that contact with the Colorado Health Department, and if so, what was that like?
There has not been, and we are going to rely on the Weld County Health Department to make decisions in Weld County.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, guys, I knew that was one of the stipulations, and I know that that he's been putting that into place, and that kind of goes back. Do you see the Colorado Health Department making that contact and saying that these are the guidelines that need to happen?
Well, I think we're back to where we've been from the very beginning with stay at home or anything else. It is entirely unenforceable from the state level. It is enforceable by the local, by the local health departments. And I think the governor's made that very clear, that the enforcement is going to be from local control. And so we're taking that local control and saying, this is what we believe is in the best interest of Weld County.
Commissioner Freeman, we've talked a little bit about these guidelines that you're putting in place, Safer at Work, that goes into effect, of course, this coming Monday. The importance of continued best practices when it comes to hygiene, hand washing and hand sanitizer, social distancing. How do you plan to communicate the ongoing importance of that?
Well, we're going to continue to do what we've been doing all along, and that's continue to have, everything will be on our webpage. We will continue to put Facebook page posts out. We're going to continue to have conversations, weekly conversations with the mayors, which we've been doing for the last 3 weeks. We've also been doing at the end of our board meetings on for the last 3 weeks on Wednesday, since we haven't had public in the buildings. Instead of having public input, we've been doing a live streaming where we have conversations with the public. We've been taking questions at www.askthecommissioners.com, and we've been answering those questions during that time. I think the other thing that we're intending to do is we're in the process right now of setting up a town hall meeting next week sometime where all citizens can connect and have a conversation with the commissioners. So we're going to continue to be out in front of this. We're going to continue to keep our citizens informed in the best way that we can, which is through social media and our web pages. We're going to continue to work with the mayors throughout Weld County and local businesses. I'm sure we'll get a number of phone calls from businesses with questions. We'll be happy to answer those questions. The one thing we're not going to do is specifically tell you how to run your business. We will continue to answer questions on guidelines, but every business is going to have to make the determination of what works in their business. And I think it really comes down to the end of the day, it becomes a trust between the business and the consumer. If the consumer feels that what that business is doing and they feel safe going to that business, they will. And if they don't, then they won't. And I think it's going to be up to the business owners and the consumers to be able to do that.
Mike, how long do you see this Safer at Work practice, these guidelines staying in effect? Because I know it's hard not to look ahead, but the Greeley Stampede in June, I've been getting a lot of questions about that. Does this help the chances of having the Greeley Stampede, or do you see this as more of a short-term, let's just get things starting to reopen?
Well, I think this is the get things started reopen, and we're going to continue to look at the data, and hopefully we see things continue along in a positive way, and as you move forward, you'll be able to open things up more. I think that, I can't speak for the Stampede, but I think the Stampede's going to be an issue because, I think everything that you're seeing is right now you're not wanting groups of more than 10. That eventually, as we move forward, moves to 50, moves to 250. I'm going to find it highly unlikely that you're going to see huge gatherings, whether that's in stadiums or arenas or those kind of things, probably for a substantial length of time, probably until there is a vaccine or some kind of way to eliminate the disease. So I don't see those large gathering things anytime in the near future. But I can't speak for the Stampede. I don't know what they're going to do for sure.
Right, yeah. And, Mike, these guidelines that are in place, we're talking about them. I know the press release just went out. We're issuing one as well. But really looking through these, they're really not that far off of the order and the recommendation from the governor. But, again, just not picking, as you put in there, winners and losers. To sum it up for the guidelines, it's really a lot of common sense stuff of keeping yourself healthy.
I think I've been on your radio station a number of times over the last month or so, Tanner, and I think the one thing that I've said every single time, and that is if you're vulnerable and you don't feel safe, stay at home. If you have symptoms or you're sick, stay home. And at the end, follow the physical distancing things, and most importantly of all, do what we do best in Weld County, use common sense. That's the key word. That's the key word of the day. It's the key word going forward. Use common sense. And I think that we can all get through this in a way that makes sense and also be able to go ahead and operate businesses and get people back to work and get businesses back operating. And you've got to weigh the risks on both sides, and the economy is a huge risk as well as the COVID-19.
Absolutely. Commissioner Freeman, I know you and the board have been working very closely with Dr. Mark Wallace, Executive Director of the Weld County Department of Public Health and Environment. And as you put this Safer at Work measure together and put it into effect, I can't help but wonder, did you have the conversation and are there concerns that as we ease restrictions, we're going to see a rise in the number of COVID-19 cases in Weld County?
You know, that's a really good question because, you know, I think part of what we're seeing is, I think what determines the number of new cases is simply based on the number of people you're testing. So to me, it's not the number of cases that are nearly as important to me as the other numbers, which are hospitalizations and fatalities. And those numbers have not been increasing. Those numbers have been fairly steady. I think over the last, I haven't seen the new numbers out from today, but over the last 3 days, there's been 2 fatalities from COVID-19. Hospitals are not overwhelmed. I think we're in a good place with that. And I do think you're probably going to see more positive tests. I just, because we're doing more testing. They're doing a number of tests throughout the county. And as you do more tests, you're going to have more positive results. But you're also seeing a tremendous amount of negative results in those tests as well, which, yeah, I think is
No, it absolutely is, Mike. And as we talk with Commissioner Mike Freeman, as the county commissioners make the announcement that they are implementing Safer at Work best practices for reopening businesses, all businesses will be able to open on Monday with guidelines put into place on that. Commissioner, we appreciate your time today. Is there anything else that we may have missed that you want to highlight with this Safer at Work guideline?
I think that pretty much covers it. I just want to throw that out one more time for anybody with questions out there. Please send it to us at askthecommissioners@weldgov.com. We'll be compiling those questions and we'll get them answered. But I think at this time, this gives people, gives businesses over the weekend, Friday and over the weekend to kind of prepare for where this is. I'm sure that there will be a lot of businesses that are possibly not ready to open on Monday. Maybe they won't open until a week from Monday, but they're going to need to do that at their own pace, their own speed, but with the ability to use these guidelines in a way that keeps their employees safe and keeps the consumers safe. I think that's the key to this whole thing.
Absolutely. Commissioner, appreciate your time on this evening, and I know we'll be talking with you soon. And again, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.